There's more repetition in our text this morning as we read through the book of Exodus. It's probably duplicated, one writer suggests, to demonstrate that the work on the tabernacle was executed precisely as the Lord had commanded. We look back at the plans that God gives, and then we look at the people carrying the plans out, and we see they do exactly as God willed. The specially gifted craftsman is again here. Bezaleel, he's mentioned once more in connection with the building of the ark in the latter verses I'll read, but we should see him overseeing this whole process. The Bible actually sets aside 50 chapters to discuss the tabernacle and its furnishings and what was to go on inside the tabernacle. That's because the tabernacle is the most important building that has ever been built. God is the architect. God is the one who gives the plans, designing it for his purposes and for his worship. It's a place for God to be present with his people, but it was only a temporary structure. It was replaced later by a hard copy, if you will, of the temple in Jerusalem, and then later still by God being present in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. He came to dwell among us, John says in his gospel, as God's true tabernacle. And in our day, God is building his church by the work of his Spirit. We are the dwelling place of God in this age. We who have received Jesus as Savior and Lord are now to be the place of his dwelling on earth. We strive, I trust, to be just as zealous in building his church, just as careful to follow his commands as Israel had been. In doing so, we will have his blessing, and by his grace, we will succeed in declaring the glories of Christ to all the world. I'm reading from the 36th chapter, beginning in verse 8, and I'm going to skip the middle section of that, which again is just exactly word for word almost what we've read earlier. But I'll let you know where I skip. But hear now the word of the Lord, beginning in verse 8. And all the craftsmen among the workmen made the tabernacle with 10 curtains. They were made of fine twisted linen and blue and purple and scarlet yarns with cherubim skillfully worked. The length of each curtain was 28 cubits, and the breadth of each curtain 4 cubits. All the curtains were the same size. He coupled 5 curtains to one another, and the other 5 curtains he coupled to one another. He made loops of blue on the edge of the outermost curtain of the first set. Likewise, he made them on the edge of the outermost curtain of the second set. He made 50 loops on one curtain, and he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that was in the second set. The loops were opposite one another. And he made 50 clasps of gold and coupled the curtains one to the other with clasps. So the tabernacle was a single whole. Now we're skipping down to the first verse of chapter 37. Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood. 2.5 cubits was its length, 1.5 cubits its breadth, and 1.5 cubits its height. And he overlaid it with pure gold inside and outside and made a molding of gold around it. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold for its 4 feet, 2 rings on its one side and 2 rings on its other side. And he made poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold and put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark. And he made a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits was its length, and 1.5 cubits its breadth. And he made 2 cherubim of gold. He made them of hammered work on the 2 ends of the mercy seat, 1 cherub on the one end and 1 cherub on the other end. Of one piece with the mercy seat, he made the cherubim on its 2 ends. The cherubim spread out their wings above, overshadowing the mercy seat with their wings, with their faces one to one another. Toward the mercy seat were the faces of the cherubim. God's dwelling, his presence with his people, pictured in the tabernacle, but even more so in the Ark of the Covenant. the mercy seat, where each year blood was poured to atone for the sins of the people. How we rejoice that we are God's people in this time, that our mercy seat is Christ. The blood poured is His, poured out once for all on Calvary's cross. And in this we should rejoice.